2 years and 28 days ago, I joined the waiting list for a guide dog. 3 weeks ago, I began training with Vance, a wonderful, big German Shepherd. And now, or rather yesterday, on the 27th of August 2009, I was qualified to use him, paid my 50p, and became his owner. It really is quite amazing to have reached this point. Although, at times, the training seemed to go on for an exceedingly long amount of time. And indeed, there's still much to do in terms of learning routes. I'm still quite restricted in which routes I can use. But, actually, looking back, 3 weeks is an incredibly short period of time in which to learn how to use a guide dog safely. Safely for me, safely for him, and safely for all the people around us. I haven't recorded a diary for 3 days now. I'm becoming very lax at this. So I'll give you a brief summary of what has been going on. On Tuesday, I had my latest visit. Well, to that point, latest visit by Delia and Emma from Guide Dogs. We did two routes. We did the route to Waitrose again, with them trying to hang back as much as possible. And Vance doing a pretty good job. A bit sluggish at times. Apparently he really doesn't like going shopping, so it's certainly not a favourite route for him. But but the walk went well. It was a fairly simple route. On the way back he needed a fair bit of encouragement to hurry up and get back. So I don't know, it's at times it can be quite a frustrating process, this. You know, you think one moment that you know what you're doing and that you've got the commands and that you're saying the right amount and not too much, and then suddenly the dog doesn't quite do what you expect him to do, or he just needs more motivation. So it is such an incredible learning process for me as to what he needs to get him through that time. Then after that, after lunch, we did the walk to work for the first time. It's a fairly simple, straight route, just lots of road crossings. And again, that was pretty good. He absolutely raced along to get there. I think thoroughly enjoyed the walk. It has plenty of challenges for him. And so hopefully that'll remain the same. Then on Wednesday, I had a visit from my mum. Vance was very pleased to see her, although did wonder where my sister was and spent time hunting around the flat for her. But we got a few useful things sorted, the main one of which was following my parents' visit to where I live in London, and picking out a few possible flats. I've actually said yes to one, so I will definitely be moving, thank goodness, and hopefully should have somewhere in London again by the beginning of October. I'm going to move out the way of this window, actually, because it's the microphone keeps cutting out. So that's very useful. Nice that I'll have somewhere to live. And then after that, yesterday, Thursday, big momentous day, will go down in the annals of history, well, for me anyway. In the morning, we reprised the walk to work and actually went in. I spent half an hour there, Vance sitting under the desk, so we just get a feel for it, and then did the walk back. On the way there, Delia and Emma hung back quite a long way, and so giving Vance a chance to work without them in sight. On the way back, he was forever looking over his shoulder to find them, so that was a bit difficult. But then at lunchtime, I signed the forms, paid my 50p, and was qualified, which was absolutely brilliant to have happened, and in a relatively short period of time. And then in the afternoon we went and free ran Vance out on a common area, which he thoroughly enjoyed. He kept trying to play with various dogs and others around there, and including one little dog that ran off screaming into the woods. So I think he was left a bit mystified as to why nobody wanted to play with him. But it was a good time anyway. And then we both crashed out last night. And that leads us to this morning. And my first ever solo walk, no instructors around, with Vance. We'll see how I get on.